Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
Anchorage Mayor Dave Bronson, who wanted to give the homeless one-way plane tickets out of Alaska's largest city, has lost his bid for re-election. Bronson on Thursday conceded this month's runoff election to his challenger, Suzanne LaFrance. After a long and hard-fought campaign, today I called Suzanne LaFrance to congratulate her on becoming the next mayor of Anchorage and to wish her the best as she prepares to assume the responsibility of leading our great city, Bronson said in a statement. He also pledged to ensure a smooth transition. LaFrance, a former chair of the Anchorage Assembly, has claimed victory on Tuesday, saying her lead was greater than any outstanding ballot. The two went into a runoff election when neither had more than 45% of the vote among the 10 candidates in the April 2nd general election. In the runoff, LaFrance had 54% of the vote to Bronson's 46%. The Assembly will certify the election May 31st, and LaFrance will take office by July 1st. Bronson had clashed with the Assembly throughout his 3 years in office. The Assembly opened several investigations into the allegations of ethics violation and mismanagement. The conservative Bronson, a registered Republican, complained of the Assembly's woke policies, but his tenure was also plagued by clashes with Assembly members over how to provide housing for the homeless after a record number of people died outside in the winter of 2022 through 2023. His unfunded plan to give one-way airline tickets to people who are homeless didn't come to fruition, and the city scrambled to open a large shelter before winter set in last October. Shell abandons North Slope leases, which is raising questions about the industry's future in Alaska. For more, we turn to KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Earlier this month, Shell's Houston-based U.S. arm said it would relinquish a set of oil leases in an area of the North Slope, western Harrison Bay, that some observers say the company's own geologists were salivating over. The leases were Shell's last majority-owned properties in the state following its decision to give up a batch of federal offshore leases in 2016. Anchorage Republican Representative Tom McKay, a petroleum engineer, said in an interview that he thinks other companies could still acquire the leases at a state auction and drill for oil themselves, including potentially an upstart player, Narwhal LLC, that has bought up surrounding acreage. But Narwhal lacks Shell's enormous financial wherewithal, a crucial asset when the cost of drilling wells in remote parts of the North Slope can top $100 million. Other industry players say Shell's exit from the state is an important and unsettling symbol of the economic future for oil-dependent Alaska. As the world looks toward lower carbon energy sources in response to global warming, some of the state's hard-to-tap petroleum prospects are becoming less attractive. The exit of Shell, one of the first major companies to operate in Alaska, follows the departure of other major companies from the state, including British Petroleum, in 2020. The end of oil and gas is still far off in Alaska, where taxes and royalties from the industry amount to slightly more than one-third of the state government's unrestricted revenue. Two huge new oil projects are currently under construction on the North Slope and could collectively boost Alaska's overall production by some 50%. Shell acquired its Western Harrison Bay leases in 2012, the same year the company began a much higher-profile drilling quest in the Chukchi Sea, more than 50 miles offshore of Alaska. That unsuccessful multi-year campaign in federal waters was marked by the wreck of one of Shell's offshore drilling rigs. Find out more by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.